Welcome to Bob Crosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring each week, the Andrews sisters, Margaret Whiting with the Modern Airs, Jerry Gray and his orchestra. And here's the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby.
Hiya, neighbors. This is Bob Crosby bidding you welcome to the old Club 15, where the Andrews sisters and I start the weekend session with a tune in triplicate. Here's a song with a word from Maxine, Laverne, and Patty. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, oh, I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find the proper adjective. A sentimental compliment to give you.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, that's you. Yum, yum, yum. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. I never went to Eton University. Therefore, I have a limited vocabulary.
And so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on your veranda. Good, good, good.
Good, good.
That's you, that's you.
Good, good.
Nice, nice, nice. That's you.
Ah.
Fine, fine, fine.
Good, good.
That's you, that's you.
Good, good. Good, good, good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum.
Good, good, good. 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 That's you, that's you.
Thank you, Maxine, Laverne, and Patty Andrews.
Good, good, good.
Say, Robert, you know what?
What?
This is National Flower Week.
Oh, I know that. I even know that mistletoe was originally a leap year plant.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. If a gal caught a bashful beau under the mistletoe, he'd have to give her a kiss.
I suppose he refused to pay any attention to the mistletoe.
Then he was a missile heel.
Tell me, Bob, did you read up on the language of flowers?
I'm still working on English.
You know, the language of flowers is fascinating.
Yeah?
Do you know what the flower calceolaria means?
Nothing.
Well, if you send a girl a calceolaria, it means you offer her your fortune.
That's it. Nothing.
You know, if you give a girl a yellow rose, it means tell me all.
Tell me all.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd rather give her a yellow chrysanthemum.
Meaning?
Mum's the word. Be quiet, kid.
You know, if a girl should ask you to give her a black orchid, the most expensive kind growing, do you know what that would mean?
Yeah, get lost.
You know something, Robert? I think I better give you a violet, which means I am leaving, which leaves you with maybe you'll be there.
Well, thank you.
It's kind of confusing, isn't it? You know, your eyes are awfully blue today.
Each time I see a crowd of people just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along a lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this?
Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stair. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be
back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more. I'm with you under the stars, and down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying, oh swaying, when they begin the beginning. Live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well, I know too well just what they mean, too well what they mean. So let them begin, begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember when they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play. Feel the stars that were there before return above you. If you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in. When they begin, begin the beginning. Begin, 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 da 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 da, begin the beginning.
I turn to a tribute. This is a tribute inspired by the fact that, so help us, this is National Cat Week, about which more later. This is a story about a guy who came home late one night.
Must have been 2 or 3 a.m., something like that.
Gotta get me some sleep, he yawned, as he turned out the light.
Must have been too tired to do any reading.
Whether he dreamed what happened, or if he heard it, he wouldn't bet. But he swears it sounded like two cats singing a duet. Come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. We will serenade the moon.
Not meow.
Come yout, come out, my pretty kitten, we will sing a little tune.
Not meow.
When the folks got home tonight, at 12 or thereabouts, they locked the door and they forgot to put meow.
Come out, come out, my pretty kitten, meow.
Not meow.
Come out, come out, my pretty kitten. This is me, your boyfriend, Tom.
Not meow.
Come out,
Come out, my pretty kitten. This is Tom, the atom bomb.
Not meow.
I assure you I'd come out if only I knew how. They tell me that you really are the cat. Meow.
Come out, come out, my pretty kitten. Meow.
Yes, now.
Thank you, Patty. And incidentally, do you approve of the National Cat Week slogan, Save America's Cats, Adopt a Cat?
I certainly do, Robert. I've seen some cats I like better than my friends.
Now, don't be catty, Patty.
You know, according to some stories I read about cats, they warn people about fires, attack burglars, huh? And have even saved children from drowning.
Patty, I think those stories are connected with National Flower Week.
How so?
They're cattails. They're the pussy willows. I do know one woman, though, who always goes to the movies with the cats.
No, Bob, who?
It's Mrs. Katz.
That's right. Oh, Bob.
Well, perhaps you and Maxine Laverne will kick up a heat wave while I go feed the kitty.
A heat wave blew into town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. Can-can she dances will make you fry. Can-can is really the reason why.
Heat wave, the tropical heat wave. Temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her feet wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Wait until you see the way the mercury jumps to 9 degrees. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave. Temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can.
Having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her feet wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, wait until you see. Way the mercury jumps to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. Oh, yes! Yes!
Bob Crosby's Club 15, originally released by the Columbia Broadcasting System for listeners in the United States, has been rebroadcast for United States servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.